The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Producer and rapper Sean Diddy Combs has been found not guilty of charges of racketeering and sex trafficking while being found guilty on two significantly lesser charges. He nonetheless still faces up to 20 years in prison for transportation to engage in prostitution with two ex-girlfriends, Cassandra Ventura and Jane, who chose to use a pseudonym to protect her identity. But he has avoided a possible life sentence for the more significant charges. With us is US-based journalist Harriet Alexander. Harriet, before we get to the result of the trial, could you remind us what it was that Sean Diddy Combs was originally accused of?
Yes, he was accused of essentially presiding over a criminal enterprise. That's what the racketeering charge is, which means that he was using his record company, Bad Boy Enterprises, as a criminal organization. He was accused of sex trafficking of his former girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, and Jane. And he was accused of transportation to engage in prostitution across state lines. So that essentially means paying a sex worker to move from one state to another.
Now, he then had fairly significant period of deliberation. How long have they been trying to reach verdicts in those allegations?
Well, that was since Monday morning. They started about 11:30 a.m. on Monday. Interestingly, yesterday evening, they came back and said that they had already reached a partial conclusion on four of the five counts. The one they couldn't decide on was the racketeering, but the judge told them to keep trying. So they started again this morning, and within a fairly short space of time, they came back with the full verdict. And yes, he was acquitted of the most serious charges.
So the ones that they had already reached an agreement on were guilty of the transportation to engage in prostitution, two counts, not guilty of sex trafficking in respect of Jane, not guilty of sex trafficking in respect of Cassandra Ventura. And then today they came to that not guilty verdict in respect of racketeering. One assumes both Sean Combs and his legal team will be delighted with this result.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it's a really huge win for him because he faced spending the rest of his life in prison if he was convicted on the most serious charges, the racketeering and the sex trafficking. I think this was reflected in court. Combs fell to his knees and seemed to be in prayer when the verdict was read out. And then he was hugging his lawyers, his family were all cheering. Outside court, there's been some fairly jubilant scenes from his supporters, but also some people who felt that he was a bad person and should have been convicted. They've been clashing quite vociferously. So it's dramatic down in Lower Manhattan for sure.
What's going to happen with sentencing and what's the issue and what is the decision in respect of bail? Has he been returned to custody or has he walked free?
Well, so far, the judge has said that he's going to have a think about it, basically, when it comes to bail. The prosecution are arguing that he should remain behind bars, but I think the chances are fairly likely that he will be freed on bail. He could go back to his Miami mansion, given the fact that he is so recognizable and that he's already forfeited his private jet and the fact that he's been let off the most serious charges. I think the judge may well consider that it's not worth spending taxpayer money to keep him behind bars any longer. And then, of course, we will have the sentencing decision further down the line. Between then, both the prosecution and the defense will submit their motions, arguing why they feel that he deserves a certain sentence. The prosecution, of course, will argue that he should have, 10 years for each of these two counts, so 20 years. But the defense will argue, look, he's already been in prison for, almost 6 months. That he is not a danger to the community, that he is repentant, and that these are not particularly weighty charges. I mean, the judge has it in his remit that he could even just give him probation. So wide range of sentencing options.
Harriet, thank you very much for that report. That's Harriet Alexander reporting for us there from the US.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.